Can't hear me? There we go.
Now again, it's not recording yet.
Okay, we're going to call the Tannehill County Planning and Zoning Public Hearing to order. Well, I've been moving chairs and I've lost everything. Scott, you want to establish a quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart. Rick Caudill. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel is not here. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I would like to welcome you to the February 13th, 2017 Tannehill County Planning Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience in attendance. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted on during the Tuesday, February 21st, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Is it too late to sign in? I wasn't aware that we had to.
No, you can come out on up here and sign in. Okay. I'd like to remind everybody that most of these names on this sheet, we went over it already, so there have been a lot of people that spoke last time, and we'd like to keep it where we don't just keep repeating ourselves, so keep that in mind when you want to speak. Okay, first exhibit is Craig Combs. Thank you.
Is the applicant here? Or? Okay.
Craig Combs here?
Yep. All right. This is case number 2016-0029. It's an addition of a downhill thrill ride to Branson Zipline. Applicants, Combs Family Ventures, LLC. Representative is Craig Combs. Picture of the location on 65 Highway. There's a view from the north. View from the east. Here's one with the contours on it from the west. The representative, Craig Combs, is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit allowing for the addition of a downhill thrill ride and the necessary structures for the operation and storage of the coaster. These are some drawings that we received. I'll let the applicant address, and we can go back and look at these, Craig, if you want to or not. Roughly 35,000 square feet to be cleared. That's the shaded area. A little bit of background is on August 17th, 2009, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a request by Amogen Properties, LLC, to operate a canopy tour business. This was to include construction of a gift shop, vending area, and zip lines on the property located at 2339 U.S. Highway 65. And this project received a total score of 1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 29. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-29, the following requirements shall apply, unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. A 50-foot buffer on the east and south side of the property, 30-foot buffer on the north side, and normal buffering on the west side as per the decision of record from August 17, 2009, permit number 0918. The hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to midnight, with the tour ending at midnight, and special consideration to the directional lighting as per the decision of record, August 17, 2009, permit number 0918. This decision is subject to all existing easements. And finally, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. Okay.
Okay, Craig, you want to explain again?
He did a pretty good job of explaining. We are the one thing I would like to clear up is on the amount to be cleared is actually just where we would actually have the ride itself. So that entire, I mean, what looks shaded there is actually the contour line, so that would not be clear. It's just what's shaded.
You're just going to be open right at 8 or 10 foot.
That's right. Yeah. Basically, in the case of going with an Alpine coaster, it's 5 feet clearance on each side of the track.
And how wide's the track?
Just trying to remember exactly. It's not more than 10 feet wide. So
20 foot total.
Roughly.
Okay.
You don't have to make any changes on the entryway or anything on it joining Highway 65?
Not required to. We have.
I wondered if they would allow that.
We are working with MoDOT. They have agreed to allow a turn lane coming into the north and then an acceleration lane as well. So they've put us in contact with a few engineers to get pricing on it. Parking right now, we do actually have some room to the south side of the lot. We could expand if needed.
I know when they operated it before, all the workers parked their car down at the C store down there to give room for more parking. So I just wondered if you had made provisions for adequate parking.
That's correct. And we still do park, the employees park down off that 160 exit there at the C store to allow for extra room.
MoDOT talked to you about the shutdown lane and the additional turn lane?
We did.
Are you going to do that?
We're in process of like I said, they've put us in touch with several engineers to get pricing, and you know, they didn't say that it was required, but we're definitely wanting to look into it. We're not opposed to having that put in place.
You're going to be required to pay that?
That's correct.
And the way we understand it from the last meeting, you are going to probably double your people coming into your ride.
Well, we would like to think so. That's what it'll take to make it work, yes.
That's a concern that I have is the turn lane, because I've had to slow down for people to put up.
Sure.
We don't need anybody killed for that.
No, I agree with that. And there'll be lighting to go up as well. Although right now, we haven't operated past 8 o'clock, and in the summer, as you know, it's still light. But again, safety is of utmost importance to us, and so we will proceed with trying to get that turn lane put in.
could you deal with that 8 o'clock close time if we were required that?
I believe so. Based upon other than maybe some special events, I don't see that we're ever going to, in the normal course of business, stay open past that.
It does make quite a bit of difference because about 10:30 the show will start turning loose.
Well, you can't see the cars when it's full now there.
Well, it's bad up through there. I mean, that's sure. There's a period of time there through there.
And we are, along with that, having the, including the pricing, lights and signage as well.
Anybody else got any questions for him? Okay, Craig, if you sit down, we will.
Yes, sir.
On this sheet, I see Dina Wolf, and it says for all. So are you speaking for... So you're not speaking on the Craig Combs deal? Well, that's what you wrote your for all on.
I was told to.
Well, not for the realtors.
I can talk.
No, that's it just confuses me. And I'm easy to do that. Steve
Beaumont. Yeah, I live on Briggs Road, which is the road that is just east of the zip line right now. And, we've all gotten together and had some discussions as far as when we got the plans and saw that. A couple concerns that I don't know if they've been addressed yet, but those plans where they show the zip line not only go past the 50-foot easement or whatever you call it, but they go probably 150 feet into the neighbor's property. And they approached that neighbor to purchase some of the property and were basically in no uncertain terms told no. And they still submitted the plans showing onto that property as though they had that property. So they aren't real accurate based on what we've seen. I don't know if there's anything new that they've put out. But that concerned us quite a bit. There's probably 8 houses along there on the east side that have acreage, and it's a very secluded area, nice and quiet and all that. And one of the main concerns we have is the noise. I don't know, I'm sure you've all heard roller coasters. I've never heard a roller coaster that didn't make a lot of noise when they're pulling the thing up to the top. And so that's got...
How far are you from there, sir?
My property, my front yard is probably 350 feet from where they put their last survey marker. But that's onto my neighbor's property across the street.
Are you the closest house to this?
No, my neighbor across the street is.
Okay.
And, the noise factor is a big thing because we're out in the country. We don't have that much noise. You hear a little bit of traffic. Every once in a while you hear someone screaming on the zip line. But that's not too much.
You don't hear a lot of traffic from 65?
We do have a little bit of traffic noise from 65, but nothing like what a chain pulling a thing up would be because it's considerably closer. So that was one of our main concerns is the noise factor. The aesthetic factor, I don't know how high this tower is going to be when they pull it up to the very east part of the run, but from the markers that they have now, my neighbor across the street, he can sit on his deck and he can see those plain as day. And if there's a tower there, or anywhere close to that, he's going to be able to see that sitting on his back deck. Right now, he doesn't see anything. He sees in the summertime.